Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Boris Johnson suffered a crushing blow to his authority on Tuesday, when almost 100 Tory MPs voted against a key measure to curb the increasing spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. The rebellion, the biggest suffered by Johnson since he became UK Prime Minister, is a warning sign that Tory MPs will strongly resist any move to introduce further anti-COVID restrictions, even if the epidemic worsens. Johnson won a series of votes on his Plan B to tackle COVID, including mask wearing, work-from-home guidance, and a requirement for a negative test or vaccine certificate to enter mass events, but only because of Labour support. Next, the Conservatives' party candidate in the most recent London mayoral race, Sean Bailey, resigned from his official position on Tuesday, following the leak of a photograph that suggested a breach of lockdown rules last Christmas. The photo, having been taken at a time when indoor gatherings were banned, showed more than 20 staff at Conservative Party headquarters posing with Bailey and Nick Candy, a prominent property developer. The party officials are dressed in Christmas attire and catering appeared to have been laid on. One Tory party official described the picture as horrifying. And now, the UK government has blocked two Channel 4 directors from rejoining the broadcaster's board in the latest sign of its willingness to intervene in media appointments. People with knowledge of the process said that Nadine Dorries, culture secretary, had declined to sign off on the reappointments of Tom Hooper, who directed the Oscar-winning film The King's Speech, and Althea Efanchile, who has a 30-year career in local and central government, and is the last remaining non-white person on the board. Critics said the decision was part of a broader effort by the government to influence decision-making in leading cultural and media institutions, particularly through an assertive approach to directorships. And finally, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase are preparing to pay out bumper bonuses to their investment bankers following a record year for deal activity on Wall Street. Goldman is considering increasing its bonus pool by about 40 to 50% compared with the previous year, while at JP Morgan, the pool could be as much as 40% larger, according to people briefed on the matter. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday. Or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.